Hello, everybody. Welcome to Being the Best Version of Yourself, Success Habits Podcast Series, Season 1, Episode 9. I am back, Dr. Priyanka Tibrewal, a success and life coach, your host for today. And I'm here to support you in every change and transition in your life and supporting you to reach those new heights. I have a vision of inspiring change and greatness in the lives of 100,000 people. Thank you so much for joining me and partnering with me in this journey today. So today we'll be talking about how to think out of the box, how to start to find alternative ways to find your answer. Many times life throws at us unexpected events and circumstances when we feel blocked from everywhere. Nothing seems to be working properly. It seems as if there are just walls all around us. When we've been working on a project, government changes its policies and we're back to ground zero. When we have been preparing for our pre-medical entrance exams rigorously for the past 3 years and COVID strikes, everything goes haywire. When the doctor tells us that we have a disease which is difficult to treat, what happens in those moments? For most people, they either break down or they think that nothing is possible, so they just sit and stop. But there are always that select group of people who manage to find a way out. They figure out how to get the job done, how to still do well in that exam, how to still find another therapy, another doctor, another answer, how to restart that business project in a new way. What do these people have, and why do they have it? These people are very sure that they need to reach the goal. They have made a firm decision in their head and their heart to reach that goal. The only question remaining is, how do I do that? So when they start brainstorming how to get to the solution, our brain starts to expand, starts to go to new limits, starts to stretch, starts to become creative, starts to come up with novel ideas, starts to think of, who in my thousands of people in the phone list I have can I reach out to? Who do I know who might be able to help me out right now? Who can I ask to be my brainstorming partner and sit with me through the night to figure out the answer to these complex issues? So what does this mean to us, right? It means that the minute we have made a firm decision that we must reach our goal, we are on the path to achieving success. Because the how is going to come naturally. The how is going to come because of your strong determination that you must achieve it. Seeing alternative possibilities requires challenging your mind, challenging its ability to see, stretching it a bit to the zone of the unknown, finding new ways, new options, new directions to approach the same issue. Do you agree that if we can start doing things in a slightly different manner, we are more likely to move towards a slightly different result? You must have heard the quote, if you always do what you have always done, you will always get what you have always gotten. Interestingly, this quote does not talk about why we are doing something. That can remain fixed. That does not need to change based on the circumstances. But the method needs to change. So this applies to each and every possible situation. Suppose I want my daughter to win a gold medal this year in dance. Either I'll have to make her practice more. Maybe I'll have to change her instructor. Maybe I'll have to talk to last year's winners to find out what did they do that gave them the extra edge. Maybe I'll have to do something else. I will have to start challenging my thoughts and ask myself, there is something more to this that I don't quite know yet. Now, where do I find those missing pieces to complete the puzzle? And then the magic starts. As soon as I open up to the possibility of, I may not know enough right now. I may not know everything. I start to receive more and more answers. I start to be open to and listen to all suggestions, read text with an open mind of, what if this works? Do you realize there is a huge switch here in the way we think about things? From what if this doesn't work to what if this does work? As soon as we are able to think with the perspective of what if this does work, we will start exploring the option and try to see how can we make it work. So the basic question is, what else is possible? What else can I consider? How else can I do? What else is possible for me if I start to broaden my thinking? How else can I approach the same problem? If I'm facing issues as a parent, how else can I try to approach the way that I interact with my child? What else can I do to find my answers? As a solopreneur who is trying to market but not getting the desired number of clients, what else can I do? What else do I need to learn about marketing effectively? What new can I try? What do I need right now? Do I need more knowledge, more skills, more human connections, or more patience right now? Whatever it is, I will get a feel for it. And then I know exactly where to start. So this week, take your biggest challenge and start asking yourself, what else is possible here? What is it that I don't know yet? Where is the missing piece that I need to find? And just see how you start to find more and more ways of reaching the same goal. How you start to think out of the box and stretch the way that your brain thinks. Have a beautiful week ahead. Looking forward to seeing you next week. If you are enjoying these podcasts, do drop me a message at my email ID, connect2eq@gmail.com.